Israel builds ties to Christians while Arabs remain AWOL. Published in the Arab News, April 6, 2017. Israel has expanded its powerful and effective public relations campaign to create a voice to appeal to American Christians, while the Arab world continues to ignore the growing needs of Christians in the Middle East. Christians have continued to suffer in the Middle East and the Muslim world as Arab and Muslim leaders have urged their media to downplay stories that highlight tensions with the Christian minority. But Christians argue that Muslims and Arabs need to do more to address their needs, including addressing their concerns in public forums where the topics have been taboo and marginalized, and to support their Christian communities, not just in the Arab world, but in Israel too. Israel, on the other hand, is making the concerns of Christians one of their top priorities, giving a license to an American Christian evangelical group to broadcast their issues and support of Israel to Christians throughout the Middle East and the Muslim world. What is the Arab world doing for Christians other than pandering and repeating the empty phrase, "We don't discriminate between Muslim or Christians, we're all the same"? Well, nothing really, and that's sad. The Israeli Christian Radio Network is being called the Voice of Hope, and it clearly is focused on the beliefs of Christians in the Western world, not in the Middle East or in Israel, where they are oppressed daily. Radio station officials announce in a press release, something most Arabs don't know how to write, that their target audience will be Christian Arabs living in Israel, the occupied territories, and in the Arab countries of the Middle East. The radio station's founder and president, John Taylor, said in the press release, "I'm excited that this powerful Christian radio station was licensed by the State of Israel to deliver a message and hope of hope and encouragement to the people of the Middle East. The Voice of Hope is established in support of Christians in the Middle East and is a gift of love from Christians in the United States and Canada." But I will bet the radio station won't be discussing how Christians like my family are being persecuted and denied our rights by Israel, because that will upset the Israelis. In the situation of my family, we own 33 dunam of land, or about 10 acres, just outside of Jerusalem, adjacent to Gilo. But the Israeli government has refused to allow my family, a Christian family, to develop the land or do anything with it. So much for caring about Christians. A few years after Israel took over the West Bank militarily, the Israelis destroyed the home that was on our land, and they sealed the water well to redirect the water resources to the racist and illegal Jewish-only settlement of Gilo, which surrounds my family land. You can see our family land from Gilo Park. But my family land isn't the only Christian land under siege that the new Voice of Hope will hopelessly ignore. Christian lands in Shepherd's Field and in the Christian Triangle of Bethlehem, Beit Jala, and Beit Sahur have been forcibly taken from Christian Palestinians in order to build illegal settlements for Jewish settler fanatics. I wonder if the Voice of Hope radio station will discuss that problem. I doubt it, because every time an Arab radio station raises issues about Israel's brutalities against Christian and Muslim civilians, the Israeli military ransacks the Arab radio studios, destroying the equipment and jailing the radio employees without legal representation or many times without charges. Israel's Palestinian citizens have been denied government support to launch radio and television stations, and they have no newspaper that represents their views. It's part of Israel's government policies of racism that discriminate against non-Jewish citizens in Israel. I'm sure you have read that Israel doesn't discriminate against its non-Jewish citizens, but that is an outright lie. Israel spends millions on public relations and strategic propaganda, and they rely on repeating the lies over and over again to bury the truth about how non-Jews are oppressed in Israel. That includes Christians along with Muslims. In 2015, Israel shut down several Arab radio stations and went berserk over the launch of an Arab TV station based in Nazareth called Palestine 48. Israel doesn't allow its schools to teach its children about the Palestinian viewpoint regarding the 1948 war or the establishment of the State of Israel and other historical facts that are often watered down to minimize the brutality of what Israel has done. Israel is merely taking advantage of the Arab world's failure to stand up for the rights of Christian Arabs and non-Arab Christians from the Middle East, like Chaldeans, Phoenicians, and Assyrians. These Christian minorities deserve more support from the Arab world than they are receiving. The Arab world provides grant funding to Muslim groups to expand their religious presence in the West, supporting the building of mosques and Islamic schools. But there are no programs offering financial aid to support the dwindling and fast disappearing Christian Arab community. That needs to change to prevent Israel from stealing an important role that should be held by Arabs to be the champions of the rights of Christians in the Middle East. I'm Ray Hanania. Thank you so much for listening to my column commentary podcast at thedailyhookah.com. My columns address issues from around the world, including news, politics, and slice-of-life topics from Chicago to Jerusalem to Damascus. This podcast is an audio production of those print newspaper columns and also features other independent audio interviews. My mainstream columns appear in the Des Plaines Valley News, Southwest News Herald, Regional News, and the Reporter newspapers every week, and they're viewable online too at thedailyhookah.com. My columns on Middle East topics appear every Thursday in the Arab News newspaper and online at thearabnews.com. Download my free podcast app from the Apple Store or visit my website for more information again at thedailyhookah.com. Thank you so much.